This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Tweet Nolutando at Nolu_MM and hashtag Power Business.
18:35 on Power Business. Our next conversation, we are joined by Jeff Jennett, the CEO at Emira Property Fund, to speak to us about the company's latest set of numbers. He joins us now on the line. Jeff, good evening. Thank you for your time.
Good evening.
Jeff, maybe we can start off by looking at the top line. You know, what happened in terms of turnover, and maybe we can even contrast what happens in the United States versus what happens in South Africa where your operations are concerned.
Yeah, so I think first and foremost, we need to recognize that these are 9 months results for Emira. And being a JSE-listed company, the JSE requires you to compare your financial year-end against the financial year-end, regardless of the number of months in that. So we are 17.2% down from an overall perspective for this nine-month period in comparison to a 12-month period. But you can do the math. 17% down gives you 83%. And if you've only got 9 months out of 12, then you should be comparing against 75%. So it's not totally accurate to compare like for like because of seasonal factors and other parts. But the point being is we're up and we've had the strong operational results. South African vacancies are sitting at a low 4.7%. That's an improvement. Our collections are strong at 101.6%. And as much as there still are some meaningful load shedding challenges, and our office portfolio that constitutes just less than 20% of our total assets has a vacancy rate of up to the 12%, 12.5%. We still think we're in good hands. Our U.S. Portfolio, which constitutes 18% of our total assets, has obviously had meaningful tailwinds because of the depreciating currency from a Rand perspective, so it's now worth just over 2.7 billion Rand. That vacancy rate has improved down to just 2.6%. And it's certainly a very, very strong leasing market, notwithstanding the fact that there are higher inflation and debt and interest rate uncertainties in the U.S. If you've got the right corner retail, you've invested correctly, you should be in a good position relative to your tenants and ability to generate income. So certainly a U.S. economy that is strong and working for us, and it's taken years to get to that position, and a South African economy that thankfully we're well diversified across retail, industrial, office and residential.
Jeff, let's talk about, you know, what you mentioned with the office space and also occupancies there, or vacancies rather, sitting at about 12.5%. I'm wondering, post-COVID-19, has it just not been the same where that portfolio is concerned? And, you know, has there been a temptation or, a strategy to repurpose some of your office space as a result?
So I think if you go back to pre-COVID, the economy was certainly stronger. I think COVID certainly knocked the wind out of it, and then you've also had other pressures coming along like load shedding. So it's certainly been very difficult from an office side because you're dealing with the economy. If the economy was strong, well, then your vacancy would go down. We've certainly invested into our offices to make sure there's lots of backup power in terms of generators and to make them in best possible condition, conducive for letting, and to the extent that we've had to carve up the space into small space because it seems to be the smaller space that's going rather than the bigger space. We've certainly done that. We encourage co-working. We also know that is hybrid working is certainly becoming more and more favorable amongst tenants. But at the end of the day, the real driver in terms of office vacancies and lowering them is how well the economy does. And so you're not going to see meaningful adjustments under that office vacancy level and performance there until the South African economy starts to kick into gear better.
Got you. Jeff, let's also talk about Transcend Property Fund. Bring that online and how that's contributed to this performance.
Yeah, so Transcend was an investment that we made back in 2018 where we took a 34% stake. We increased it to 40% and then we took control, taking up to 68% in October last year. And certainly a good business, got over 4,300 individual units in the lower LSM sector, really a well-run portfolio of 22 buildings, good, strong management, great service providers, and certainly solid value there. And so we increased our stake to the 68%. Residential now comprises 20% of the total Emira portfolio, great diversifier. Our occupancies are also very high, 97.5%. So that's also very, very strong in comparison to 94% occupancies across other residential as per the Reuter report. So it's certainly added to us. It has meant that we've had to spend money in order to get that controlling position, which has meant that our loan-to-value has gone up, but there are ways and means of reducing it, which we are in the process of doing. So we certainly like that portfolio.
Wonderful, Jeff. Let's also talk about, you know, Emira being able to gain direct access to residential assets in Cape Town. What that might mean for you, and also how that market, you know, is faring, maybe compared to some other places where you might have properties in South Africa.
Yeah, so I think there's just been a general emigration down to the Cape Town area, because the Cape Town sector, Western Cape sector, is certainly operating better than what's operating here in Gauteng and surrounds, where the majority of our portfolio is. So to the extent that you can access Western Cape portfolio from a sector perspective, I think you're going to be better off. But very, very importantly is that a lot depends on the price that you pay. If you pay too much of a high price for any sort of Cape Town asset, it might have a better prospect. But if you paid too much up front, you're always going to be in trouble. So I still think that there is value up here in Gauteng, but again, you've got to be very selective, and you've got to be making sure that your entry price is 100% right, because if you don't get that one right, that's what you're going to have to wear going forward. And I really do think at this stage that the Western Cape portfolio, or Western Cape in overall as a region, certainly has better prospects than some of the other regions that we've got in South Africa. And I think it's got to do with the municipalities that are service delivery orientated. They do the basics right. They're there in service of enabling businesses to perform. And that's what we've got to be. And I think it's a model for the rest of South Africa.
Oh, Jeff, we seem to have lost you a little there. I think you were just finishing your thought on you know, being a model for the rest of the municipalities. Jeff, then I must also ask you about industrials portfolio. Now, many of the property companies that I have spoken to speak about an industrials boom, and that's based on e-commerce and warehousing. Your portfolio delivered a stable performance. Speak to us about that.
So we've got 34 properties. They aren't the big logistics that service e-commerce and so on. And in fact, we are scared of that because it's a big tenant. And the problem always happens with a big tenant is that you've got one tenant, got a lot of space, and when your lease comes up for renewal, it's sometimes quite difficult to negotiate that. Whereas if you've got lots of small space, I'd rather have 10 tenants than one tenant. It's a bit more hard work, but you've got diversification in terms of your risk from the tenant side. So we have focused more on the smaller tenants, the multi-let industrial parks, the minis and the midis. So anything from 200, 300 square meters up to 1,000 square meters of space. And that's done well. I mean, our vacancy rate is down to 2.1%. 26 of the nearest 34 properties are fully let. And that's been ticking along very, very well. The economic growth and the economy is slow. We haven't been seeing rental increases that we would have liked to, that we would like to in a sort of more normalized market. But, you know, I think it's a very stable sector. It's been doing well. That's certainly our experience in the Emira portfolio.
Wonderful, Jeff. Before I let you go, maybe we can talk about the outlook for Emira, but also, you know, the economy as a whole in the short to medium term.
Yeah, so as Emira, we look to try and be transparent and try to flag items up front for all of our investors, and we've certainly flagged right up front that what we see, what's coming, is the effect of higher interest rates on Emira and on our tenants and on the economy. And know that higher interest rates take out money from a discretionary perspective, and for tenants that have got debt, it certainly reduces their profitability. So that's got to still come through, and that's certainly concerning us. And so you will see that impact coming through in the next 12 months. There's the effect of load shedding, which we've spoken about in terms of diesel costs for ourselves and what we can't recover, and obviously the impact on the tenant side. Strategically, Emira is looking to dispose of its Inucas shareholding in lower LSM retail. So that will have an effect because that will be dilutionary. And ultimately, what we've done is we are basically signalling that in the next 12 months, income from a comparable perspective, when you really do the comparison, it will be lower than what it would have been on a comparable basis. And it's because of these headwinds that you've got of higher interest rates, load shedding effects, and dilution of disposals.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for your time this evening and helping us unpack this performance. Wishing you the best in the future.
Great. Thank you so much.
That was Jeff Jennett, CEO at Emira Property Fund, speaking to us about the company's latest performance.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.